Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Samach Tes. We're holding Samach Ches Amid Beis. Six lines from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara says, Yiboylehu, ledivri ha'oimer ein leida le'ivorim. What is this all about? You'll recall that yesterday we had back on the Amid Aleph, after we started the new parak, where it said that you had a behema makasha leili. Behema is in childbirth. And the shoychet comes to go and shecht that animal, and hoitzi ubres yodoi, and the uber inside the mummy, in other words, she was pregnant, and the uber went and stuck its hand out, v'hachzira, and then returned the hand back into the beis harechem, and the shoychet finishes shechting. The question is, what's the status of the aver and the uber? The Mishnah said, mutter b'achila. So we had a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav on the one hand and Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan on the other hand. When the Mishnah says Mutar B'Achila, are we referring to the Aver that came out and returned back to its spot? Or are we referring to the Uber, because the Aver itself remains Osir forever? So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says the Aver Atzma is Osir. Why? Because it went Chutz L'mchitzasai. And it says in the Pasuk, Uvosir Basod, the Treifa Lo Yisechelu, it's Nasar. Once it becomes Osir, there's no way that you can go and turn the clock back and make it Kush.
Because the Treifa has nothing to do with this, right? It says somewhere else. Yeah, but it doesn't say, it says by Treifas, right? There's nothing.
The Pusik is just says, the Busa Basuda Treifa, Loisechayla, Lakel of Tashlich and Oisai. Pushab Shad are talking about Treifa meat. But why would Treifa meat dafka be in the sada? Treifa meat could be in the store, Treifa meat could be in the street, could be in your house. Vos epis dafka basod. See, Mor learns from that, that means that it's not in the normal parameters where it's supposed to be. If it's kudishim, it's supposed to be inside the azara.
Anaya lav.
Exactly. See, here too, this uber is supposed to be within the mami. The fact that it stuck out its hand, that stuck out hand was yotze chutzkun chitzalsoi, and it became osir forever, according to Rabbi Yehuda Merab. Ula Rabbi Yochanan said, no, that the Aver itself is also kosher, which is posh the pshat in the Mishnah, because it says, hoitzi ubis yada ve'achzira, mutzah b'achila. What are we referring to, mutzah b'achila? We're referring to that Aver that came out. Since it went back in, it's mutzah. We had a machlokes. And the Gemara, if you remember, brought a tiyufta on Ula, and said, tiyufta, the Ula tiyufta. Fine. Then the Gemara recharacterized that same machloikis by giving it a new name. What's the new name? That when Rav said that it was Osir Ba'achila, he uses the term Yesh Leida Le'ivarim. When Rabbi Yochanan says, according to Ula, that it's Mutar Ba'achila, because he holds Ein Leida Le'ivarim. What do those terms mean? Just like we learned in the Mishnah, that when the Roish of the Uber came out, it's kiyolud. Since it's kiyolud, as if it's already born, then the subsequent shechita of the mami animal will not be matir that vlad, because that vlad was already born. Even though it was machzir, it returned its head inside. Everybody agrees to that. Alpha bishach zirei har is a kiyolud, and therefore the shechita se'im is not matir the vlad. Now the question is, what about an aver? So Rav says, yesh leid levarim. As soon as the Aver comes out, it was also born. Once it's born, nothing you can do to be matir with the Shechitas Ho'eim. Shechitas Ho'eim is only on the Uber and everything inside the body of the Aim. Once the Aver comes out, it's already born, and the Shechitas Ho'eim will not be matir. Mashiach Rav Yochanan says, Aim later.
This is not also Bosa Besod the
Treifa. It's based on the same Pusik, but they're using different terminology. But it's based on the same thing.
No, because you could say that it's done, because the Lishmita Gvarim with the Mamashita. You don't have to say.
But why? Because it was sticking outside. Right, so what difference does that make? You're sticking outside and you're sticking outside. Okay. The Nafkimin is because of that, if it was Machzer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chosra Tor Li Yoishna in Skusha, but if it's still sticking outside, you have that problem, the Bosa Besod the Treifa. Anyway, Vreiti Marietz Iboiluhu, six lines in the bottom of the Amid. L'divriya Oima Ein Leila Leivarim. This is according to Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, even though the arm went out, or the foreleg went out, if he's machzir, then the uber is kusha, including that eifer. When Amid's hoitzi uber es yodoi v'hechzir. That's our case. It went back in. But guess what happened? Now this v'chaz v'hoitzis yodah, says Rashi, is not the same foreleg. After all animals have four legs. Maybe that's why they're called four legs. Anyway, they have four legs. So number one went out first, and then hechzira. Second one went out, hechzira. I know those that are real good English speakers are going to tell me that only two four legs, and the other are the back legs. Fine, I accept that. But the point is that there are four legs altogether. One went out, went back in. Second went out, went back in. Third went out, came back in. Fourth came back in. Or the shedra went out, or the tail went out, or some other part of the body went out. The question is, Zokti Yimara, Ad Sheshlimo Lerubai, eventually, roiv of the animal came out, but it came out in stages. It didn't come out at the same time, in stages. Ma, me and Rina Nafik Leruba, since roiv came out, it's deemed to be born, it's kiyolud, and so therefore the shechita se'aim will not be matir. Oidimakim dehadahada, since each time it went out, that aver went back in, so it's now back in the uber. So each time another one comes out, but it goes back in, it went back in. And therefore, since we hold ein leida according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though roiv has gone out, but it's gone out in stages, it's all gone back inside. So weiter, the shechita se'aim is matir the entire uber. Dosa the Gemara shayla. And im tibzalay mechiv the hadahada. I'm sorry, somebody has a question? What you're saying is correct. That's why I start again. The shail is only according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav, there's nothing to talk about. Every Ava that goes out automatically is possible, is Osir. And of course, all of them together, you'll have Roiv. Then the whole Uber will be Treif. Not Treif. But you will not be able to get the benefit of the Shechita Se'aim to be matir that uber. Anyway, continuing on. The Imdim Tzolayma, three lines from the bottom. If you're going to go and tell me, Kivin the Hadar Hadar, that once the animal went and withdrew back the aver into its body, the uber brought it back in, so then it's as if it never went out, and therefore it's not mitzarif to roiv. One hamad toitzi uber siyodei v'chatocha. All four went out separately. First, one leg went out, he cut it off. Second one went out, cut it off. Third one, cut it off. So obviously it's impossible for it to be choizer back into the original rechem. So that being the case, ma, what's the din? Since eventually, after he cuts off all the legs, now you're going to have roi. And if it's not going to be the leg, Rashi says, other parts of the body that came out that protruded, if he's going to cut those off, you're going to have roiv. Oh, since you have roiv, it's ki yolud, it's as if it's born. And then when you subsequently shech the mami's shechita will not help for this vlad. Not only the parts which are outside, even the vlad which remains inside. Why? Because it's ki yolud, it's as if the whole thing was born. If the whole thing is born, then the shechita se'aim is not going to help for the born child.
At this point, it's most probably a treif, whatever.
It could be, the legs might not.
But it's machshel even a treif at the mother's cut.
It'll be matter, we're going to talk about tumah v'tahara later on.
No, not v'tahara, legabe tarfus. If the child, if the baby is treif, it's still good.
If it's treif, it's treif. But the shechita se'aim
is still good. The shechita of the mother helps for the child, even if the child is treif.
And maybe the din of Yolud is if the whole roish went out at one time, the whole roiv of the animal went out at one time, but it went out in shtikaluch. Maybe we don't add them all together to go and say that we had a leida, and therefore maybe the mother shchita would help for the uber after all. So that's the Gemara. It's certainly not going to help for the Ivarim which were cut off. Those are going to remain like Avram and Achai. But at least the uber that's remaining inside the body, the question is, will the shechita se'aim be matir? Do I deem it as if roiv was already born, so the rubai kikule, it's as if the entire behemoth was born. The entire vlad, the entire fetus was born. And so therefore, the shechita se'aim will not be matir. Or do I say no? That came out Sorry, it's fafalim. We lost it because they were cut off. But at least whatever uber is remaining inside, that would be saved by the shechitza saying. That's Yimur Shai. It's Toshima. Let's try to bring a rai from our Mishnah. At the very end of the Mishnah concludes, Zehaklal, Dava Shekufa, awesome. Shein Egufa, Mutter. So how did we learn Pshat in the Mishnah? Dava Shekufa, if there was, for instance, a piece of tchoil, or a piece of the kaveh that had been cut out, but was left inside the mami, afterwards, when you open the mami up, you're not allowed to eat from that shtikl tchoil, from that shtikl kaveh. Dava Shekufa, awesome. However, Shein Egufa, if you had the Vlad inside, and that Vlad lost an aver, but the aver went, in other words, it protruded, and then went back inside. We said, she'ena gufa, since that's not the guf hamami, that's the guf of the Vlad, we said it's mutter. Freiti mora, she'en gufa lasuya mai. What is this zeha klal she'ena gufa come to be marve? Mai lav lasuya ki agamna. Presumably it's talking about, like our case, like our shayla. What's our shayla? That one aver came out and it was chotuch. Another aver came out and it was chotuch. So all of these shtiklach, she'ena gufa, we're saying is mutter. Why would it be mutter? Because we're saying that it's not mitzaref l'roiv, because they didn't come out at the same time. So whatever is left still in the boch, in the rechem of the ein, will be mutter. So maybe that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. So we can be poishet our shayla. Everything more like la suye kolut b'mei parah. It's coming to include the case of a kolut. Kolut means that the all kosher animals, as you know, have split hooves. Kolut means that it's not split, but it's one hoof together without any cut down the middle. In other words, like a non-kosher animal. And Valim Reb Shimon, we had this already yesterday, that Reb Shimon holds the Avagav Yom Reb Shimon kolut ben parah is osur. If you have a kosher animal apart that gives birth to a kolut, you're not allowed to eat it because it's a trey family. You see, it's not mafresas parsa. It's awesome. If it was born, if it's still inside the mommy's stomach, it's shari. Why is it shari? That's what the Zeha Klal is coming to tell us. She'ena gufa, the uber, which is not part of the guf of the animal, it's just the vlad of the animal inside, is mutter. Even though it was a kolut, that it did not have simone kashrus, it had simone non-kosher animal, behemoth tmeya. If you find it inside the mami, mutter, you're allowed to eat. So nothing to do with our shayla, so our shayla remains that he boyer deloy ifshita. Boyer Rav Chanani. Rav Chanani asked the following shayla. What's the shayla over here? Remember, we were talked about yesterday, what's the whole makar that if the Vlad stuck out its arm outside, it becomes automatically osur aver menachai, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, according to Ula, if it was machziroi, then nothing, no harm done. It goes back into its normal parameters. But both of them agree, if it leaves it out, then it's aver menachai. Why is it aver menachai? After all, the uber inside the mami's stomach was huter al yedei shchita sa'ein. So why wouldn't this aver also be huter? Said the reason is because kimishiyatza basa chutzam chitasai ne'esar. That's what the lashon of the pasuk of basa basada. Why do you find meat in the middle of the field? The meat should be in the meat market. It should be in the shlachtos. It should be in your kitchen. It should be in your refrigerator. What's it doing out in the sada? So this is really poetic, and it's saying any basa that's out of its normal parameters, out of its normal machitzais, is trifle. So the case of our Gemara is talking about that the Vlad's hands should be inside the mother's womb, not sticking out, zuntite. But what is the other case of chutzum chitzasai? Said Rashi the Mushul, the Isser of Yoytze. As you know, all kodshim that you shecht, you have to shecht it inside the Beis HaMikdash, and if subsequently you take it outside, or let's say, you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, becomes possible be Yoytze. What's Yoytze? Went out of its machitzas. Its machitzas are inside the Azar. Same thing, by the way, applies, of course, to Kodshim Kalim. After it's Geshochten, you're allowed to eat it in the whole Yerushalayim. If you take it out of Yerushalayim and you take it to Bnei Brak, it becomes possible the Yoytze, because it's Yotze Chutzim Chitzase. So Gemara asks now.
It's not reversible.
Not irreversible. Yeah, 100%. Shkoyach Mechem. Zazukti Moriyetz. Boy Rav Chanani. Hoytzi Ubres Yodi Bazara. In other words, we're talking about Kodshi Kudishim, we're shechting it now inside the Beis HaMikdash, And in the middle of the Shechita, this was of course for a Karban Shlamim or a Karban Toida, where you can go and bring and the Keva, because an Oile is only a Zuchar. So you have a Shlamim. The Shoichir is Shechting, the Beis Mingish, there's Karchin. And in the middle, the Uber decides to go and stick its hand out. Okay, what is the din? Is it the same din like we had in our Mishnah, that the Shechita Sa'im will not be matri that Aver or not? So what's the Shaykh? Since you're still in the Azorah helps that it will protect it from becoming possible, the Yoitzeh, so maybe it helps to go and insulate it and protect it, that it shouldn't become Osir Al Eivim Menachai on that Eivim that's sticking out. In other words, once it's a Machitza, maybe it's a Machitza for both purposes. Or Dilma, no. Legabi Dehai La Machitzi. The Machitza's Ubar Imahi. There are two different types of machitzas. There's machitza for kodshim, which is called the azara. There's machitza for shchita of the ben fakur.
It's a different
So even though we learn both of them from basta basada treifel esachel, but each sada is different. Each one has its own machitza. The machitza for an uber is its mother. Stay inside the mother. Don't protrude. Don't let one of your eivarim protrude. And the machitza of gabi kodesh is the azara. But these are two separate dinim, two separate machitzas. Abayi says, why are you only asking the Shaila Gabi Kodshi Kudishim that you shechted inside the Azar? But Tibayulach Kodshim Kalim Yerushalayim. Why don't you talk about Kodshim Kalim Yerushalayim? So Rashi immediately points out, we don't mean that he shechted the Shlomim in Yerushalayim outside of the Azar. Because then, according to everybody, that Shoichit Kodshim Bachut would be Oivan Shchutichut. Kodshim Kalim, just like Kodshim Kudishim, have to be Geshachtim in the Azar. So what is he saying with Tiboylov Kodshim Kalim Yishalayim? Says Rashi, it's talking about that first of all, prior to the Hema getting into the Azara, already then the baby figured out what's going on. It's soon going to be Ashrita. The baby had its Aver protrude outside of the womb of the mommy. And that Aver went back in. And now the Shoichit brought this kachin into the Azor and shechted it. The question is, will that shechita help for the Eiver that went out already in Yerushalayim? The Tibayilach kachikam Yishalayim. Kachikam Yishalayim, my time of loy. Why don't you ask the Shaila? Loy kabibayilach mechitzas uber. The mechitzas uber imayhu, because it's over Poshit that the mechitza of the uber is the mami, it's not the walls of Yerushalayim. The mami's walls that are the walls that we're talking about, Basa Masada Treifa, those are the machitzas, not the machitzas of Yerushalayim. So, Achanami, the same thing applies when you're talking about Shechting Kodesh, Kodshi Kudishim in the Azara, and the behemoth stuck its arm out. So you said, well, maybe the machitz of the Azara is going to help. My good friend, Legabi Kashlus, Eivim Menachai, machitzas Ubar is Imayhu. It's not the Azara. And so therefore, your Shaila L'choira is Nishka Shaila. These are different machitzas. In Brisk, they would say, this is Tzvei Dinim, Tzvei Halachas.
Ein Shem, this is Ein Shem Yoitze, but Tzvei Dinim.
Even though, exactly, the Basra Masada Treifa teaches a din of Yoitze, and the both of them have a din of Yoitze, but they're different Yoitze. This is a Yoitze, Chutz Mechitzasai of the Mami's Rechem, and here's the Chutz Mechitzasai in the Azara or New Shalai. Weiter, boy il von noch a Shaila. Hoitzi uberes yodoi, bein simen le simen mau. Oh boy. Now what is this talking about? We have, you're shechting the animal, and we just, in the middle of the shechita, between simen 1 and simen 2, the animal sticks, or the vlad, sticks out its aver. So what's it in now? Mi mitzaref simen rishon le simen cheni, le tare medena vela, oy loy. So now, let us assume that the aver stuck out, and it didn't go back in. Loy hechzira. So now, clearly, if loy hechzira, that aver is going to be osir ba'achila, because the basar v'psod ha'treifa, aver menachai, the shechitas ha'im will not be matir ba'achila. The question, however, is, maybe the shechitas ha'im will at least go and be metayer midei nevela. You recall that we said yesterday that just like basar nevela is metameh, Eivim Menachai is also metame. So you have this arm sticking out, which he was not machzir. Clearly, after the shechita is over, the rest of the animal will be kusha v'yusha, but this Eivim is going to be an Eiver which is Tameh, not only Asa Bakila, but it's also Tameh like a Neveh. Okay, so now the question is, Mi Mitzarev Simen Rishon with Simen Sheni Letarim Adei Neveila. Even though the two simonim that we're shechting, right? Yeah. One simon you shechted perfectly, after that, Hoitzi Uberes Yodoi, and now you shechted the second simon. So now the two simonim will not get together to be matir the Eiver Ba'achila. Why not? It was Basabasada Treifalo Isachelu. That's irreversible. He didn't put the Yad back in. So even Rabbi Yochanan would agree. Avadi, now let it eat it. But the question is, will it still have a din of Tumas Nevela or not? What's the shaila? Because typically, just like by a treifa, the shchitas treifa is metarosoi midei nevela. Like back in our previous parak, you went and shechted an animal, and after that you checked out the lungs. Nebuch, there was a sirch in the lungs, and the shaychet says, I'm sorry, it's a treifa animal. Is it metame? It's not metame. Even though the shechita didn't help for achila purposes, but it helped mitarosei bidei neveda. So here too, maybe the shechita, since you had both simonim and you shechted them perfectly, maybe it's mitar bidei neveda. Or maybe oiloi, because these two shechita simonim are different. How are they different? Rashi explains. The simon rishoin is a very broad shechita. It's not only mitar bidei neveda, it also is matir ba'achila. The second simon, unfortunately, is not matir ba'achila on that eiver. So therefore, it's a much shvachera shchita simon. Maximum, it's mitar b'dein neveila. Because of that, since the two simonim are fundamentally different, maybe they're not mitzaref. Or maybe the gabi v'tar b'dein neveila, yesh b'chlal masayim mana. The first simon rishon is not only matir ba'achila, it's also mitar b'dein neveila. The second one, although it's not matir b'achila, but it's matir b'nei neveila. So maybe there's enough commonality that the two together will be matir b'nei neveila. So Omer Rava, I have an answer, very simple answer. Kal b'choyim, im hoyil loy simen rishon l'simen chain, latiroi b'achila. The first simen and the second simen do get together, not only for matir b'nei neveila, but also the matir b'achila. We're matir b'achila. Not on that aver which is sticking out, but on the behemoth and on the rest of the vlad which are in. That the shechita did wonders. The shechita was perfect for the mami animal. It was perfect for the uber inside. The only problem is that the shtickle aver outside. So mada the two simonim got together to be matir b'achila on 90% of this behemoth, the behemoth itself for sure, and even whatever is left of the uber inside. So lo yoyi lo letami dein aveila, won't it at least be sufficient to matire the shtickle aver that came out to matami dein aveila? Avadiyah. So therefore, Rava is being poshut to shala, and he says the two simonim will get together to mimater the aver, not ba'achila, but mimater midei neveila. Boy Rav Yirmiyah, ma'u lochish lezara. What about the child? Now it's not clear what Rav Yirmiyah means, and first the Gemara is going to grapple with what is the tzir, what does Rabbi Yirmiyah mean? So, in the Hava, the Gemara assumes that we're talking about you have your Ben Pekua, that Uber, who had unfortunately an Aver that protruded. It was never Machzir, the Aver. So that Aver, according to everybody, is now Aver Menachai. But I'm not eating the animal, I'm letting the animal grow and blossom and flourish and do a plowing in the field. Zeik. Now the animal is of age, and we decided to go and take a shidduch for the animal. And Baruch Hashem, this animal found a wonderful, wonderful another animal, and they made it together. So you raise a mamish, mutzah minis minoy, so you raise a gevaldike chasana, and they got married. And now they had a vlad. Now this vlad was created from an animal that was partially kosher and partially eaten menachai. So we want to know what happens now to the baby that's born to this ben pekua. Will this baby also be partially kosher? And maybe its arm is taka eid menachai, just like the daddy or just like the mommy animal. I was very frightened. Do I have to worry about the zari that the child of Ben Pekua also has a treifa arm, not treif, but eid menachai? So to my hechidah, if you're going to tell me that this Ben Pekua animal, which was originally inside the mommy, and the Aver was sticking out, And then when it marries years later, it marries a behema ma'aliyasa, a regular, normal animal, not a ben pakur. So my area high, the ispe iser, yoitze, afil ben pakur, the almanami. Why are you only talking about the iser of yoitze? Yoitze means that even menachai, the even that went out. And you want to know whether the baby is going to have that din of ultu and isi yoitze on the arm, on the hand. Even afil ben pakur, the almanami, even a regular ben pakur itself, meaning the ben pakur married another animal, mated with another animal, they had a baby. I don't even know if you can go and shech that animal at all. Why? Is a machoik is a choshen zera av or only the zera eng? But according to Reb Chananya that holds, choshen zera av, ben pakur habo al behemim al yisa, havlad eng loy takona, ihet rabo yisai. You have a regular ben pakur, didn't stick its arm out at all. Ben pakur. What's the din? Does not require shechita. So it's considered as if it was already geshachtim, as if it was geshachtim because it had the benefit of the man. It went and mated with a normal animal, which you have to shech naturally. And they together gave birth to a vlad. That vlad is not kosher for shechita. Why not? Says Rashi. Because one of the simonim in that vlad is already like geshachtim, because 50%, right? It had two parents. Parent number one was a ben pakur, doesn't require shechita. Parent number two, regular animal, does require shechita. They gave birth to a vlad. That vlad, one simon, says Rashi, is as if it was born already geshachtu, because the father is a ben pakur, so it doesn't need shechita. So that simon also doesn't need shechita. The other simon, however, does need shechita. So you're going to say, okay, so shech that second simon. When it comes to behema, we learned early in our masechta, unlike an oif, where you can go and shech one simon, that's enough. By behema, you have to go and shech both simonim. But I can't shech both simonim, because the first simon is ost simon, because of the fact that it was the son of a ben pekua. So then, don't talk about the fact that you have the aver sticking out, and that's partially usher. Even if there was no aver sticking out, according to a Misharisha, according to Reb Chananya, the Choshen Zera Av, the child of a Ben Pakua, Metabahima Al Yisa, you can't check at all. Unish. So Ibn Zay said, what was the Shaila then of Reb Yen? Yeah? By Trich the Azal Ben Pakua, the Kavah say, we have Taka and Matzah Min Esminai. A Ben Pakua married a Bas Pakua. Both of them were Ben Pakuas. They got married. They made it. They had a child now. One of the ben pekuas, Eivorim, had been sticking out during the Shechita. My, Eivor moilid Eivor, v'chotech le v'shari. So I have to say about this baby that was born to the two ben pekuas, that unfortunately there's one Eivor that is unfortunately problematic, because its father's Eivor was Eivor Menachai. So maybe therefore I should go and cut it off, and now the rest of this new Vlad will be mutter. Adelma, Maval Bulzare. Or maybe you're going to go and tell me whatever Isser there was in that original Aver, the Ben Pakua, it got mixed into the whole thing, like you're going to mix into a large chulin, and therefore the child of the two Ben Pakuas is Kusha Beyusha, and there's no problem whatsoever. Hada Omar, he responded to his own question, said, Pshita Mabal Zara, what's the right? Din Kain, Suma Yoylet Suma, Vikitea Yoylet Kitia. Based on what you're telling me, if you're saying that the part of the behemoth that was mutter, that's 90% of the behemoth that goes into the vlad, 90% of the vlad is mutter. That 5-10% where the ava was protruding, that also goes down to the baby, that its arm is also like protruding and therefore is usher. Come on, if you have a blind person, Rahman al-Slan, and gives birth to a child, would you say automatically, well, since the tati had was never blind, the child was probably also blind? No, one thing has nothing to do with the other, because it's a valuable zare. All of the person's sinews and evorim and whatever that he has in him, that all spreads out in the whole body. So, assume it doesn't necessarily give birth to a blind kid. Akitei, a person who's an amputee, doesn't give birth to an amputee, because how pshit and maval buzari. Therefore, the same thing should apply over here. Even though the father's yad was sticking out with Eva Menachai, but it comes all mavulbul, it gets all mixed into the mix. And so therefore, the child should be totally kosher. So what is the shayla then? So Timur Balchi come by when the shayla is azoy. The hema bi alma lav mi koyach chayvet v'dam ko asya v'sharya hachanami loishna. Every single child that is born by a behema just gave birth to a kid. The behema itself wasn't 100% kosher. The behema consisted of 25% fat and 10% blood. Both of those were asr. If you eat chalev or dam, or even isakaris. So why did you go and say that the vlad is kosher? You should say the vlad also has a mixture of chalev and dam, and so therefore it should be asr to go and eat. But the answer is because all of those isurim mix into the whole blend of the whole children. So here too, Zokimara, this whatever issa was in the father because of the yad that was protruding, that got also mixed into the mixture, and therefore the baby that should be kusha. And therefore the baby should be kusha, but you sure no problem. The Kaddish Baruch Hu told us in the Torah that even though the chelev adam of the father and of the mother are bad by the asur, but if they mate together, these two isurim do not share, they don't interfere with the vlad that's born. The vlad is totally kosher. But here we're not talking about two isurim. We're talking about chelev, mid dam, together with the avir menachai of that yad that's sticking out. Maybe you don't say by three isurim, just forget about the isur. No, no, no. Maybe this, in fact, causes a major problem with the yichus of the body of the baby that's born, and that baby has also one limb, or maybe more than one limb, that is now osir al tzeivim and achai of the father. Zutumar ulamat. So let's now think who the shayla is according to. Either a meyer is a chedav adam ikka is a yoytzeleka. What does Gemara mean? Neitchem we get to daf ayin dalid. Although we said so a davar poshit that eivim and achai, not eivim and achai, that a ben pekua is mutter b'shchita sa'ein, that in fact is a big machloikis. Not everybody holds that way. The mayor holds that a ben pekua does not get the heter of the ein. So it was couldn't the mayor, when this ben pekua, you had a shayla, what about the aver sticking out, and now that ben pekua married, mated with another ben pekua, and produced the blood, is a b'chelev adam ikar. Avada, it's like any other animal, you have b'chelev adam. But Issa Yoytze Lekka, there is no Issa of Yoytze because there's no din of Ben Pekua in the first place. And therefore, this whole tzir that we're talking about, sticking out the arm, it's not considered to be Yoytze Mechutzman of Mechitzos. There are no Mechitzos of the Vlad. The Vlad is an independent entity. After it's born and you extract it from the mother's stomach, you got to go and shecht it separately. So the Hoshayla doesn't even start. Elamai Ilu Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? That there is a din of Ben Pekua, but only with the uber inside the mammy. Anything which is sticking out, it becomes possible. Be yoytze, isse yoytze ikka, the isser chaylev leka. There is no isser chaylev on an uber inside the mammy. Really? Yo, did not. Get a nosh and noig bishvil, the chelbe also give a red mayor. Be yuda ima, ein noig bishvil, the chelbe mutter. He had to zachan by side. You have an animal, a pregnant female animal. It has inside an uber. You go and shech the mammy. You open it up and say, hey, look what we have there. There's an uber there. And that uber, like all animals, has in it giranosha, has in it chaylev, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because kol hasheva behema techaylev. It was born inside the mammy. So the whole thing is now mutterlach, mutterlach, mutterlach. It's a shayla gabi dam. We're going to have that later on, daf ayin vav. That's why the dam is in parentheses. Yeah. But the normal case of a regular chaylev doesn't apply according to Yehuda. This is mutalach because it was born, it was found inside the mammy animal. Our case that we're talking about, that the vlad was mikoyach, the parents, the father and the mother, and you want to know whether the isra evim menachai also goes into the DNA of the vlad. No, no, no. That's not a shayla. Avada d'shori. You have to put a comma over here. Kol mikoyach lo yamrinan. You don't say that it's osir. But rather, you're going to go and say d'shori avada it mutter. In fact, there's a Yaakov Emden changes it, not d'shori. No, d'shori. Ala kol mikoyach lo yamrinan. There's no such concept of mikoyach, and therefore avada the vlad is mutter shori. So what was the shayla of Yirmiyah? Ba'achi kami bayim. Mao the gemoya es chalovay. Chalovay means the milk of this uber. This uber eventually is going to grow, and it's going to produce milk from its udders. It's a kosher animal. So what's the shayla? Because part of this animal is treif. Part of the animal, the aver that stuck out bishas the shchita, that's aver menachai. It's possible the yoytze. So now, if I'm going to milk that baby that ben pekua, part of the milk is going to stem from that pasla eva. So maybe I shouldn't be able to drink it. Malik moyes chalove. Cholav di azuk dimara lechoyra. What's the shayla? Cholav di almaloi keiv menachai dami v'shari. Every single cholav of an animal, you should say it's osur. It's eiv menachai. You didn't check the animal. It's a live animal and it's eiv menachai. But Torah says it's mutzah. Hay nami loishnas. The same thing over here. The cholav from this ben pekua, even though part of it and one aver is possible the yoytze eiv menachai, nevertheless the cholav is mutzah. I do mahasim isle takan to lisure b'shchita. Even though now it's eiv menachai, but eventually be roy to be mutter b'shchita. But halcha lesle takan to lisure b'shchita. This arm which is sticking out is going to remain eiv menachai forever and ever. So you're not going to have a takana b'shchita. So Gemara teiku page b'yataris. Gemara is not poishit Reb Yirmiyah. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Choy tech ma'uber. Zok Gemara. Minolam. How do we know the whole din of ben pekua? This minolam is going on the whole general din of ben pekua that the shechita se'ein is matter the uber. How do you know? The chassid says the pasuk. B'chol behema mafres is parsa. If you have the Torah or hasholem, you see it's ois aleph, and you see that the word behema is repeated twice in the same pasuk. We start off. B'chol behema. Any behema. It's mafres is parsa, which is hashes, shnei parasa. It has split hooves. It's malas geira. And what is it? It also chews its cut. So the pasuk could say, "Oysa tachel, you're allowed to eat it." Why does the Gemara, the pasuk, repeat ba behema? We're not talking about an oif. We're not talking about a sheret. We're not talking about a table or a chair. Meratach v'chol behema mafreses parsa malas geira tachel. Bustaf shtei nochemu ba behema. So the Gemara darshins behema ba behema. To go and tell you, Rabbis esav lad. That uber inside is a behema ba behema. So read the pasuk libat mafreset parsa v'chol behema ba behema oisa techeilu. Even though you didn't check the uber, you only checked the mami. The vlad is mutala. Oh, freak gemara azoi. You're telling me that the vlad inside has the status of a behema. El miati amiru boy. Why can't you go and effect tmura? Now you're never allowed to do tmura. Torah says leyachlifenu v'leyomer oisa. However, if you did a tmura, you violated the law. To break Gemara, lechoyre, if you did a tmura on that vlad for another animal, lechoyre, it should work. Alom etanan. Why did we learn the Mishnah? Ein meimirin loy evorim bi uvrim loy uvrim evorim loy evorim bi uvrim bishleimen loy shleimen behen. If you took, for instance, the uber inside the mammy, and this was an animal that was chulin. You have a behema which is kachim, and you don't want to bring this animal for kachim because it looks too nice or it looks too shvach. For whatever reason, you decided to go and do a tmura. And you didn't want to do a tmura, this kachim, for a chulin animal. You decided to do the tmura for the uber inside me'ei imai. Shteit on the Mishnah, ei mamir, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? You just told me that it's called a behema. Behema ba behema. And when you're talking about the Hilchus Tamura, it also says, Yachlifenu Leyomer Oisai, and there it also uses the term, Behema be Behema. So, Ibazoi, Sidacha Behema. So, why shouldn't you be able to go and do a Tamura? Says Imar, you know what? You're right. Elo Makra. I'm using the same Pasik, but I'm darshaning it differently. Not Behema be Behema. No, because the Pasik begins, V'chol Behema Mafres is Parsal. Who's the Deh V'chol? The rabbis is a vlad, not only the behemoth itself, but bakol, mikol, kol, anything inside the behemoth, including the vlad. Oh, but the uber is not called the behemoth. The mami animal is called the behemoth. So therefore, your kasha from tamura falls away. Because you only can do a tamura, behemoth, be behemoth. You can't go and do a tamura, an uber, or an aver for a behemoth. Oh, so therefore, it's good. Freak the money, hochi, if you're telling me that that's the pshad, let's go back to our Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah that if you choytek menat chod menat loyoyis, whatever is left behind inside the animal is osur to eat. It's treifa, so to speak. Freik timor yihoche afilu choytek menat chod menat loyoyis nami. Since it's kol ba behema, whatever inside the behema, that shtikol choytek menat loyoyis is inside the behema. Alom etanayim, why did we learn in the Mishnah choytek menat ilbar shibu me'el, mutzah ba'achila, but menat chod menat loyoyis, osur ba'achila. Why minute chol minute klois osu bachila? It's v'chol behemah. It's inside the behemah. Hemzer yomara omakra, because that same pasuk ends off. Oisah toichel. Oisah ishleima v'loichaseder. Meaning, we could have said in the Torah, called the Hema Mafreses Paris, Shisa, Shesa, Prosaba, Hema Malageda, Toichevu. I don't need the Bad Behema, and I don't need the Oysa. Just go and say, Toichevu. Any Behema Mafreses Paris, choose its cut, split hoof, eat it. This is the Oysa. Oysa comes to tell you only if it's Bishleimis, Veloy Chaser. So that's Shtikel Tchoy, or Kloys, which are cut inside, Shin Chaser, that you're not allowed to eat. But the rest of the Hema you can eat. Right, tomorrow. El Miyata, now that you're telling me we're learning, not from Behema Ba Behema, learning for Chol Ba Behema, in Zay Bazoy Freyti Yomara, what happens if something really startling, something amazing happens? Shoychris a Behema, and then after you shech that you open up the mommy's womb, or Matzabad Musioina, and then you find the dove, and then the dove flies out, Arim the Gansavelt, Arim not only Arim the Noyach Steva, but it's flying and going and coming. And then somebody catches that yoin. Tishri, it should be mutter with the shechita so aim, because it was b'chol behema, inside the behema. So you're going to tell me, that's shetakiya. Alomar Rav Yoichana, shoychel is behema, matzah with yoin, it's also b'chila. B'tun ish asin. Why you just, if you're going to tell me that the drush is behema, ba behema, a dove and nishka behema, but if you're telling me that the drush is b'chol ba behema, dusacha b'chol, everything I'll tell you why. Because that same pasuk says it's got to be mafreses paris v'shusah shesa shtei brosis. Be'inam brosis v'leka. A bird does not have split hooves. It doesn't have a normal hoof at all. It has a totally different type of foot configuration. It doesn't have a hoof. So that's why it's us. So to my lemeat, if that's the case, kol b'meipara litzer. Why don't you say the kol b'meipara? Because it's also missing the parsois, right? We send the pasuk. The kol behema mafreses paris v'shusah shesa. You can go and eat it.
Yeah,
but it doesn't have a mafres parsa. It's a kolod. Kolod by definition means it doesn't have a split hoof. It's merged together as one. So ibazoi hatana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Shimon Yechoi parsa b'behema toichelu that you are allowed to go and eat it. So what's sitzukel? Why shouldn't you be able to eat it? So Rashi says that what does the Maimar mean by parsa b'behema toichelu? The pasuk is somewhat repetitive because it says b'chol behema mafres is parsa. Why does it repeat both parsa and shtei ferosais? That comes to tell you, according to Reb Shimon, the shtei ferosais is a normal vlad where it has split hoofs. The vlad, the baby when it's born, usually see has split hoofs. The parsa comes to go and the marba kolut, which only has one parsa, meaning that it's not split, it's kolut together. Ah, so that's teres number one. If simar ashi amar la'olim kirkamis main kar. No. You don't have to go and change from the hema. The behema to the chol ba behema. Stay with the original drasha behema ba behema. I what was shver kashalach? Amei mirit. He said, why can't you do a tmura? If the uber is called a behema, you should be able to effect a tmura. Mani Reb Shimoni, the makish tmura la maisa. It's for totally different reason. Nothing to do with behema behema, the chol ba behema. Zaitigatam. What's zaitigatam? My master in a noy beivorim the uberim af tmura in a nehegis beivorim the uberim. Now the master that we're talking about now is not Masa Rishon and Masa Shaini, because Masa Rishon and Masa Shaini is only Shaykh by Peiros and Yerukos. We're talking about Masa Behaima. What's the difference between Masa Behaima? So you have to count them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, until you get to 10. 10 goes through, it becomes Masa. What happens if Behaima number 9 was Mu'uberis? And you're going to say, oh, I can count it as 2. Number 1, in other words, number 9 is the Behaima itself. And the Uber will be number 10. No, that doesn't work. Ain't a noig beivorim the Uberin. The Masa has to be kola sheyavar tachas hashavet. Says Rashi, an Uber cannot be yavar. An Aver cannot be yavar. The Mami can be yavar, but not the Uber or the Aver. So therefore, no din of Masa behema on an Uber of Aver. Oh, same thing after Tamura. Ain't any eggs beivorim the Uberin. In other words, we have a number of psukim, the pasik of the Yachifen of the Yomer, or you say toy barav, or you rabbi toy. That comes right after the posik of the Maser. And then the posik continues on. If you have Ois Gimel and Tur Ora Shalem, you see the two psukim work together. Ois Gimel. Next posik. Since these two psukim come together, I have a smichus. I make a hekish of Maser to the din of Tmura. Just like by Meiser, it's impossible, or at least the Torah doesn't allow for Evarim v'Ubrim to become Masa Behema. Same thing is, we don't allow Tamura by the Evarim and the Ubrim. Oh, so it has nothing to do with Behema b'Behema. It says, I take it in because a heckish to Mice. Break the Marminot Emra. How do you know that Reb Shimon Taka subscribes to what we just said? Man, we have another Mishnah. I'm Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi is addressing someone. We don't know who he's addressing, but we'll see that as we continue in the Gemara. What Reb Yosi is saying is, the Gemara elsewhere talks about Tchilas Hegdish and Soif Hegdish. What means Tchilas Hegdish? You want to start Kodshim from scratch. Until now you only have Chulin animals, you want to be Makdish, one of them, for Kodshim. The easy way, of course, is you take a Bahima and say, you Bahima, I'm Makdish you to be an Oila, to be a Shlomim, to be whatever is appropriate. Of course, an Oila has to be a Zuchar. Shlomim can be a Zuchar or a Kev. Anyway, but the point is you're Makdish. But what happens if instead of being Makdish to Behema, I'm a Raglish Lazu Oila? You see this Behema? I only want to be Makadish or Makdish the Regel. What happens now? Look, Rabbi Yossi, that the Kedusha spread. Kula Oila, the entire Behema now becomes Kula. Even though it was only Makdish the Regel. Makes no difference. It spreads, the whole Behema now becomes a Ganshtik Oila. So Rabbi Yossi says, using that Svara, if I have two animals, one of them is kachin, the other one is chulin, and I look at the regel of the chulin, and I say, you regel, I want you to be tachazu instead of that behemoth kachin, and it should become kaddish. So, l'choira teikula tamura tachtel. For the same reason, just like by tchilas hegdish, you said, you have regel shazu oila, kula oila. Here I did regel shazu tamura, becomes kula tamura, becomes total kachin. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Freitim Olaman Kamahadale. Who is he talking to when he says, oh, Vali Mutashim? He's addressing someone. Ilim Rameh Rabbi Yehuda. He's talking to Rameh Rabbi Yehuda. Mi Islu Hai Svara. They don't hold of the Tchila Segesh. They hold, Vatanya Yochalo Oime Ravish Uzu Oila, Tehkula Oila. I might think, like Rabbi Yossi just said, as soon as you make the regular Oila, it's Nispashit, the whole animal. No, no. If you only give a part of the animal manu lashem by being only makdish, just the regel, only the regel becomes kodesh. The rest of it doesn't become kodesh. So you see immediately that Ramei Rabbi Yehuda disagree with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Avale Mutashim, don't you agree by Mutashim? Regel shuzu oila kula oila. No, we don't hold that. We hold mimanu. Only the regulars are there, not the rest." Rabbi Meir and Yehuda continue talking. Yochel takes the lechul, and I would think, okay, it's, you know, it's one or the other. You can't have a behemah which is partially kachin, partially chul. Maybe the whole thing goes out lechul. Tamaloyma yiyeh b'avyosoi tehei v'ishtei techiyeh. That's the pasuk that we were quoting before. Koila sheyitim mimenu lashem yiyeh kodesh. The part, the regel, remains kodesh, and the rest of the animal remains chulu. So what are you going to do with such an animal? Okay, so go and put up a big sign in the smedish, whoever needs an oila should come to me. Timocha litzorchei oila. Whoever needs an oila comes now to me, and I say to him, you see this animal? This animal normally is worth $500, and therefore I would charge you $500. But I can't charge you $500 because $100 worth doesn't belong to me. The regel is hegdish, it's not mine. So you know what? I'm going to go and sell you this animal for $400. The mea chulin, the regular value of the animal is chulin. And that's what I'm buying, that chulin. And I'm making it now into an oila. Chutz midmei eva shabab. But that eva that was already kachim, that I cannot sell. It doesn't belong to me. So what's going to happen now? The purchaser is going to buy this animal. He's now going to impress on it his 90% of the animal. I'm making a kedushas oila. And the eva was already kedusha, sorry, they don't have to be makdish. And if I'm going to be bringing an animal which, in a sense, is a little bit of a merger of two separate oilas, 90% that I made oila, and 10% that the original owner made oila. And that's how we'll be able to go and use this for common oila. Divrei Ramei of Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Ramei of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Oimrin, Minayim li oima ragashuzu oila tehei kul oila, like Rabbi Yehuda said before. How do I know it becomes kula? The Talmud Leimer, yeah. The Rabbi says kula, not just a mimenu. The ganze behema vet one shtick. Okay, so now that we have this machlokes, question is, who was Rabbi Yossi talking to? The man. When Rabbi Yossi said at the outset, just like Mukdashim, don't you agree? If you say Ragnashul Zoila, Kula Oila, even a may review them, they disagree. They say no. That just like Soif Hegdish you can't go and do on an Aver, even Tchilis Hegdish you can't do on an Aver. It's only Mimanu. Only the regal is Kodesh and not the rest. So obviously Rabbi Yossi is not talking to them. El-Lavi must be talking to his partner, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. They're both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon said, on Tchilis Hegdish, Ragashul Zu Oila is Kula Oila. He's saying that to Rabbi Shimon. Same thing with Gabi the Tzmura. I should go and say that the Aver becomes now Kula, I should be able to be Maimer one for the other. But you said Reb Shimon doesn't hold that. Why does Reb Shimon not hold that? Because he learns from the Hekish to Maser. Just like Maser, he can go and be make Maser Bahayma on an Uber, he can't do a Tzmura on an Uber. So isn't Reb Yossi therefore talking to Reb Shimon and saying, no, Reb Shimon, you should agree with me that just like you can do a Tchilas Hegdish on the Regel, you should be able to do a Tzmura on the Regel? So you know who says? Rabbi Yossi Tam the Nafshik Omar. Rabbi Yossi is not addressing anybody. He's addressing himself. He says, Rabbi Yossi, you know why I hold that you can make a Tamura on the Aver, and I don't hold, or even on an Uber, and I don't hold like Rib Shimon? I'll tell you why. Because just like Tchilis Egdish, you can go and be Makdish a Regel, and it's Nispashit Bekula, same thing you can do by the Tamura. I go and take this Aver or this Uber, and I say, it should be Zu Keneged Zu, do Tamura Zu, should become a Tamura. It'll help. Because initially, Tak, it'll only be on the regel, and then it'll be Nispasha Bekula. So Rabbi Yossi is talking to himself. He's not addressing anybody else. So therefore, you have no raya what Rib Shimon Tak holds by Hilchais Tabura. So that's what you wanted to go and say. Rib Shimon Tak is the Tan of that Mishnah on the Yom Adal. And we asked the Kashay Bazoi, it's a behema, behema ba behema. So Gemara's original teretz was, no, not behema ba behema. The drush is v'chol ba behema. Says, you don't have to come on to that, says Rabbi Simon Barashi. You can go and say that it goes a libid Rabbi Shimon, and the reason why it, an Aver or an Uber cannot become a Tzmura is not because it failed in Baba Heim. Avad is a Behema, no problem. The reason is because we learn it from Maser. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is a little bit simpler of Isai. Hamavakeris, Hamakasha Lele. Same case that we started off in the beginning of our Tariq, Behema Makasha. But here we're not talking about the first Leda. The previous mission was talking about Leda number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The animal could have had a whole school of animals, and a school of fish. The animal had a whole flock of animals. Here we're talking about Vakaris. This is the first time that this behemoth is giving birth. And it's Makasha Leila. Unfortunately, it's having tremendous difficulties in the birth. And the owner or the doctor, Hum Rachmunis, they say, Chamoira, that this behemoth is going to die. What we have to do is Machatach Eva Eva. Take off one aver, another aver, so that the vlad can come out naturally and good, like a good sky, and we won't have a problem with the behema die. So mechatech aver aver, what do you do with that aver? Mashlich kof, you can go and throw it to the club. What's the Mishnah telling us? So kedaita chamina that the vlad inside, assuming that it's a zohar, has a din of a bechor. A bechor, you're not allowed to go make it into a bal mum. Even any kachim you're not allowed to make in a mum, because it says in the pasuk. Lo yeh by mum. The Gemara says lo yeha yeh by mum. You're not allowed to go and take kodshim and make it a balmum. So how are you allowed to mechachel ever ever? The reason is, as we'll see in the Gemara, because the kedushas bechor only occurs at the time of leida. How do I know the time of leida? Because it says in the pasuk kol bechor ashe yivoleid bebkarcha betzayin chazocher taklish b'shem lekecha. Even though we say that bechor is kedushas meirechem. Doesn't mean literally in the rechem, it means mei rechem, once it comes out of the rechem, then it gets the kedushas bechor. But as long as it's inside the rechem, it's still regular, chulin vlad gunish. So you're allowed to be mechatech eiver, you're allowed to make into balmum. What are you going to do with those eivarim? Can't eat them, they're eiver menachai. Master club, give it to the club and eat. Like it said in the pasuk, but what happens, yotzeru boy, roiv of the animal, roiv of the uber now comes out. If you are mechatech roiv, you weren't mechatech just one aver, another aver, but you mechatech the whole thing, or at least roiv of the animal. Oh, when roiv comes out, then it's a leida. Once it's a leida, then you made it into a balmum. You cannot go and eat it neither you can't bring it for a carbon, and you can't go and eat it even outside the Beis Migdash and go and shecht it, because it's all Eva Menachai, it's Roiv. Harzikav, you have to go and bury it, then if there is Menach B'choyah. Either case, whether you were Chatech Eivar, or you were Chatech the Roiv, makes no difference. The next animal, the next Vlad that would be born to this Mevakeres, will be part of Menach B'choyah. Why? Because the first one was the Peter Rechem, the one that you mechatech Eivar Eivar, or the one that you mechatech Roiv, that was the Peter Rechem. Therefore, the second behemoth that's born subsequently does not have a din of B'choyah. Okay. Zokti Mariyetz, Itmar. We're going to have two machloikis in between Avhuna and Rabba. And they're both based on what we just said in our Mishnah, that it only gets Kedushas Bechar at the end after the late. So Itmar, Yotze Shlish. What happens if a third of the Uber stuck its body out? Not the Roish. Once the Roish, that's considered to be a Yogur. We're talking about Shlish of the animal, a third of its body matter, body material, came out. And as that is happening, there's a goy there. He says, you see that Vlad that's coming out? I sell you that shlish. He paid him $100 for it, and now the shlish of that Vlad belongs to the goy. Because we are to shlish acher. After he sold the goy that first shlish, then the next shlish came out. The question is, and then of course eventually the third shlish as well. The question is, do that second and third shlish, do they have a din of Kedushas Bechor? Or not? Rav Huna Omar Kodesh. Yes, they do have a din of Kedushas Bechor. And not only the two thirds that come out now, but even the original third that he sold to the Eivik Chavim will also have Kedushas Bechor because the sale was not valid. Why not? We'll see in a moment. Rabba Omar Eina Kodesh. No, the other two parts, the other two Shlishim are not Kodesh, and the reason is because we have a Lacha by Bechor that if you have Yad Akum Be'emtza, in other words, that part of the animal, part of the Bechor, belongs to a goy, no din of having to worry about the Bechor. And that's, they say nowadays, for Jewish farmers, Jewish cattle breeders, to get away from the possible problems of Bechor, because you cannot go and bring a carbon Bechor today in the Smigdish, in Nishtuka Smigdish, so far, hopefully soon there will be, and you can't go and check it outside the Smigdish because it has to have a mum. So you're going to hold on to Bechor forever. So they always take a Goyish partner and they give him 1% or something, so he has Yad Akum B'emtza. Anyway, so we have a Machloikis now between Rav Huna and Rabba. What's the status of the remaining two-thirds, including even the first third of this Bechor? Rav Huna Omer Kodesh. You know why? Kosav L'mafreya Kodesh. Even though when it's inside the Rechem, it's still Chulin. When it comes out of the Rechem, initially, before you got to Roiv, it's not Kodesh yet. But once you get to your roi, after the first shlish, and now yotze shlish acher, now you have two thirds. Now you got roi. Now it becomes kodesh l'mafreya from the first moment when the animal started, when the vlad started coming out. The kibin ofek leirube igloi milza l'mafreya demikara have a kodesh. Since Baruch Hashem, this vlad is coming out naturally and normally, so now l'mafreya from the first second it was already kodesh. He sold the third to the ivan chav. It didn't belong to him. It's Bechor. It has Kedushas Bechor. It's Kudishim. I can't go and sell Kudishim. It doesn't belong to me. Might as well like Klumzav. So what I sold is Gunish Ved, that Mechira was not a Mechira, and therefore I have to give the Goy his money back, and the entire Vlad is Kadosh Kedushas Bechor. Rabba Amar Eina Kadosh, Kasam Mikan Lav O Kadosh. When does the Kedusha hit? Only after the Roiv was born. Then the Kedusha hits for the first time now. It doesn't go to Mafreya. It's now. Well, my Dezoven chapter is up. So the first third that I sold it well to the Goy. And therefore, now the Kedusha's Bechor is owned by Saya Goy and Saya Yid. Ain't a Kodesh, and there's no Kedusha. As we said before, Yad Akim Be'emtza, no Kedusha. So tomorrow, Ba'azla Tamai, we have the identical machloikis between Rav Huna and Rabba in a different setting. Titmai. Yotishlish Derech Toifin. We know that the only kedin of Kedushas Bechor, if it's Peter Recha means a normal, regular birth. If it's a Kaizishnit, if it's a C-section, no din of Kedushas Bechor. So what happens? Yotishlish Derech Toifin. The first third of the animal came out Derech Toifin. In other words, the doctor said, I'm afraid that the mommy's going to die, the uba's going to die. Let's mach a soigeri. And they went and did a Kaizishnit, a C-section, and they started extracting the behemoth, the first third, Derech Toifin. And then in the middle of the surgery, the doctor says, I can't believe it, it's a nest. You can have now a normal, regular delivery. Ushnei shlishi, the second two-thirds, in other words, first third was derech toif. The other two-thirds came out derech rechem, naturally. Does this Bahaima have a din of Kedushas Bechor, this vlad, does it have a Kedushas Bechor or not? Rav Huna Omar, ain't a Kaddish, no Kedusha. Rav Omar, Kaddish, it has Kedusha. What's this for? Rav Huna Omar, ain't a Kaddish, Rav Huna Letamei, Lashitasi di Omar, Lemafreya Kaddish. It goes back to Mafreya, from the first moment of the beginning of the birth. And guess what? Veruba Kamalase Berechem. That Roy, when we hit the Roy, most of that Roy was Derech Toifin. Because 33% came out Derech Toifin. So even now when I'm completing the next 17%, and now I'm taking out 18%, and now I have 51. That 51% is Rubai from Yoytze Doifin, which is potter by Bechor. How do I know Yoytze Doifin but Bechor? Shtaitach and Pusi. Kola Bechor Asher Yivaleid. There has to be a normal Leida. There was no normal Leida. Roiv of the first Roiv is, it contains in it a Roiv of a Psul of the Yoytze Doifin. So therefore, since you go to Mafreya, Kodosh, Veruba Kama, Lesser Berechem, that's why Ain't a Kodosh. We don't look from the mafreya. We look mikan labah. Now mikan labah veruba derech rechem nothing. 2/3 of the animal, by the time we're finished with the birth of this animal, 2/3 were born derech rechem. So therefore, it does have kedushas bechor. So lechayda the same machloikis of Rabba Ravuna is repeated twice. Freiti mara, what do I need utzricha? What do I need both of them for? So before we look at the teretz, the answer is very simple. Because note that even though each one is going to Shitasai, but because we're talking about a different setting, a different case, in the first case Rav Huna says it's Kadosh, and Rabba says Einai Kadosh. In the second case, Rav Huna said Einai Kadosh, and Rabba said that it's Kadosh. So in other words, even though the approach, the Shita is the same, but the Halach is different because the Metzius was different. Rav Huna was very upset that Rabba was Mekel, and Rabba said in the first case, when you sold it to the Goy, he said that it's Eime Kodosh. Rav Huna said, nay, we got to be Machmir. It's Adiraisa. We have to say that it's Kodosh. So therefore, out that Kula, he got so upset. But in the second case, in the second case, Rav Huna is the Mekel. He's the one that's saying Ein Kodesh. Rabba is the Machmir. So I would think that Rav Huna would join with Rabba in saying it's Kodesh. The Yitma Bahaf would only say in the second case, because we want to be Machmir. That's why it's Kodesh. In the first case, that it should also be Kodesh. Tariq, that's why after both cases. Has nothing to do with Kulois and Chumrois. It has to do with, is it Mikanel Habahu Kodesh, or is it Lamafreyahu Kodesh? Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael Zag, Yibben Zag, Kizin, Tatzlucha, Rabbi.
Thank you.